We're joined by Paul Stewart, one of the co-founders of the Underground Railroad Education Center in Albany, New York, and they are helping to co-sponsor the second annual Juneteenth Freedom Day celebration and open house, which is going to be on Saturday, June 18th, from noon to four. So I know, Paul, we've had you on quite a few times about the Underground Railroad Education Center, but why don't you give people, you know, just sort of a quick, you know, update on it and, you know, why are you organizing around the Juneteenth Freedom Day celebration?
Well, the Underground Railroad Education Center is a nonprofit organization. It was founded about 22 years ago, really, initially as the Underground Railroad History Project, and then a few years ago, renamed as the Underground Railroad Education Center. The purpose of the center is to re-explore and re-examine the story of the Underground Railroad from a different angle, I think, than what people usually think of it. And it's almost a subtle thing because people often don't think very hard about the Underground Railroad story. There's really a lot that can be addressed with it. And there's a lot about it that ties it to our contemporary times as well. So we examine the Underground Railroad story kind of with an eye first toward what's the local story here in the capital region, Albany, Schenectady, Troy. Who were the people who came here as freedom seekers? Who were the people who helped them, the activists who were involved, both the African-Americans and the non-African-Americans who were involved? And, you know, what did they do and how did they do it? And to look at all this through the eyes of documentation, which is something that people often don't do. They kind of use conflated stories that are passed on or folk tales or things like that. They don't stick too much to hard documented evidence. And that's what we try to do.
So I understand that this particular event, at least on your end, is being done by your teen participants in your Young Abolitionist Leadership Institute, and you're providing a day of food, community, and history.
Yeah.
So what is the Young Abolitionist?
So we've been doing this for a number of years, the Young Abolitionist Leadership Institute, and that is a program that kind of mobilizes teens to look at the history and to try to take an active role in telling the story and using the researched, documented story that we've identified. And so the program actually takes two different forms. There's 5 weeks during the summer when we have about 20 or 30 teens, probably about 30 this coming summer, who come to the Myers residence as a work site in connection with the summer youth employment program. And while here at the work site, they engage in a different kind of work format. That is to say, instead of telling them, you know, pick up these papers, do this yard work, whatever, we try to create a significant space for them to say, well, what do you want to accomplish within a, you know, to leave behind a sort of legacy project that other people can learn from? You know, we have a focus group facilitator that tries to help keep them on track and they can set their own timeline and accomplish within 5 weeks, you know, whatever they have selected to do. Now, they usually do something in the area of the arts or possibly archaeology, possibly video. Kids have done, they've done games. We had several students a couple years ago that did a book called How Not to Die, which you could, about youth health concerns, and you can get that off of Amazon. And the proceeds from that come back to the project. So, it was a 100 page book. So that's something which I was very impressed with. And then also, you know, we've had some young people do games related to this history, do theatrical performances, music performances. So they really done a host of different kinds of things. So, but that's 5 weeks. And then we also have a spring and a fall component, kind of coinciding a little bit with the school year. And those young people try to work on a variety of different things. And we've got two groups operating right now, one that's focusing on entrepreneurship and one that's working on the subject, what to do with Phil, kind of as a in connection with a request from the Albany Mayor's office to have the young people take a look at the Philip Schuyler statue and the disposition of that statue, because some employees who come to City Hall feel uncomfortable that Philip Schuyler was a slaveholder, and he was certainly one of the largest slaveholders in the area during the Revolutionary War period and the years that followed. And so, looking at the various statues around the country that have gone up in relation to Confederate war heroes and slaveholders, et cetera, there's a concern that maybe that statue ought not to be in front of City Hall. So they're looking at that question. They're looking at the history of it, the documentation behind it, this, how it came to be and what the time period was in which it happened, and other factors related to it. And we hope to render a report to the mayor's office fairly soon.
Now, the Underground Railroad, of course, is very connected to, the fight to abolish slavery, and that is, what Juneteenth, largely celebrates or observes. But how does what particular, I don't know, relationship do you see the Underground Railroad movement having with Juneteenth?
Well, Juneteenth, in one respect, is kind of the culmination of the various things that were happening prior to the Civil War. The abolitionist movement, the Underground Railroad movement, and finally, of course, the engagement of the Civil War and the creation, as it were, of the freedmen as a class of people within the country. And then, of course, coming to Juneteenth as the end of the war. But so in that respect, that's important. It's also, broadly speaking, an African American holiday celebration of freedom. And I think in that respect, we are very interested in engaging with it and celebrating it. We do think of it in terms of it being part of a progression. Very early on, people pretty widely celebrated Emancipation Day at the end of August, which was the time, or excuse me, the beginning of August, which was the time when the British Empire ended slavery in its colonies in the Western Hemisphere, particularly with the freedom of, thinking of Jamaica, the Bahamas, and a number of other places. But then, of course, that moved to January 1st, which was Emancipation Day, the day that the Emancipation Proclamation. But the Juneteenth holiday is arisen as a kind of a popular holiday that had no official recognition outside of Texas for a long time, but has finally become a national holiday. I'd be quick to point out that July 5th is a day that New York should celebrate the emancipation in New York State as well, because that is the day on which slavery ended in New York State in 1827. And so
Well,
that's something
we're
that we
running out of time. Less than a
okay.
minute left. I understand you get a July 4th event. Give us a quick, what's happening at 194 Livingston Avenue on Saturday, June 18th. And if people want more information, how do they
Yeah, if
get it?
they want more information about the Juneteenth program, they can go to our website, undergroundrailroadhistory.org. They can also think about the July 4th program that we're having, where we're going to have Mayor Kamel Johnson from the city of Hudson, an African American mayor, elected mayor in the city of Hudson. So he'll be speaking on being a change maker. And we certainly welcome everybody to participate in that.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Paul Stewart of the Underground Railroad Education Center. And this has been Mark Dunleavy for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.